I know the folks that organized the protest. I've met with them because that's what we do. We work with civil society. They have shown us the letter that sent to the government reporting they intend to have a peaceful protest in Luanda. So to my surprise, one of my colleagues called me and said that one of the activists, at Laurinda Gouveia, she's a well-known activist, she was tortured. And she was unconscious. So I got in the computer and I started making some calls. Then that's when I saw another fellow. His name is Nito Alves, who also was tortured as well when he was laying down on the ground. There was pictures showing. And when I made the calls to talk to folks to find out what's going on, and they told me that he was unconscious as well. A few minutes later, I turned on the radio online, a local radio. It's called Radio Despertar, to listen to the protest. It was the only channel that was broadcasting the protest live. The national TV, TPA, One, Two, and Zimbo, none of them were reporting what was going on in the streets. And then from my house, I could hear gunfires. And then minutes later, I was listening to the radio, and they were telling us that one of the activists, a young fellow, that was killed by a police officer because they were using live ammunition against the demonstrators.
You said that the Angolan authorities carried out or killing an aggression against unarmed protesters on Wednesday. How do you know this?
First of all, because I'm here, I'm in Angola, although I live in the U.S., but I'm currently located in Angola. Second, because like I stated, we work for civil society. I work for Friends of Angola. I'm the executive director. That's where we do. So we have a lot of people on the ground, people from civil society who work with us. So I could make calls. They could confirm. But like I said a few minutes ago, I could hear the gunfires from my apartment where I'm staying. And then a few minutes later, the radio confirmed that there's a young activist. His name is Lukombo. I'm not quite sure about his first name, but his last name is Lukombo. He was killed. And minutes later, there were videos confirmed as well that he was killed.
Our understanding is that the authorities have banned Wednesday's protest. If that is the case, can we say that the protest was illegal?
No, you cannot say that's illegal because there's no legal ground to call a constitutional right as illegal. And it was challenged in the previous protest as well, this argument that the government somehow could prohibit the protest. They can't. It's a constitutional right. Unless the government would constitute a state of emergency, then maybe they could put that on a hold. But as of now, there's no legal ground to call this protest illegal.
You have called on the Angolan government and international community to open an independent investigation. Do you have hope that this will happen?
I don't have hope that the Angolan government will investigate this because clearly there's no will to do so. Now, my hope is that the international community will hope an investigation. And let's just remind everyone, in addition to the Constitution, the Angolan government signed on the Declaration of Human Rights, the African Charter on Human Rights and People's Rights.